Listening Library presents The Outcasts of 19 Schuyler Place by E.L. Konigsberg. Read for you by Molly Ringwald. The year that I was 12, Sally Ride became the first American woman in space, and El Nino, a warming of the ocean water off the coast of Peru, affected weather worldwide and caused disasters on almost every continent on planet Earth. At El Nino's peak, the day was 0.2 milliseconds longer because the angle of Earth shifted, and President Ronald Reagan signed legislation declaring that Martin Luther King Jr. had been born on the third Monday of every January, and henceforth, the days of his birth would be a legal holiday in our nation. And AT&T, the giant telephone company called Ma Bell, broke up and gave birth to several independent, low-cost, long-distance communications companies. And the Federal Communications Commission authorized Motorola to begin testing cellular phone services in Chicago. And Cabbage Patch dolls were selling so fast merchants couldn't keep them on the shelves. All of that is history now, and fortunately, so is the story I am about to tell. It begins when Uncle Alex retrieved me from summer camp. Bartleby at Tahlequah. 1. Uncle Alex was sweating when he arrived at Camp Tahlequah. No wonder. The Greyhound bus had left him off at the point where the camp road meets the highway, and it was all uphill from there. The camp road was not paved, but laid with rough gravel. It was July, and it had not rained for 3 weeks. Uncle walked those three dusty miles.